All right, everyone, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'm speaking with Ms. Trish Luna Diava, and she is sharing with us how we can really move forward in life. And I like the fact, Trish, that you were letting us know that even once we really make that commitment within, and we really mean it, it's not just rhetoric, we really mean it, we're going to do this, we need to set a deadline along with external consequences to ensure that we will move.
Absolutely. Like you were saying earlier, it is so easy to say, well, you know, right now I've got to do whatever. I've got to take the kids to school, and I'll do it when I get back. And you get back, well, I'm going to make a cup of coffee and have some breakfast. Then, you know, one thing after another, it is so easy to procrastinate.
Yes.
Something about what is a thing in motion stays in motion, and a thing at rest stays at rest, right?
That's right.
And for some reason, it is hard for us to follow through with our own deadlines. We set a deadline, and then it doesn't seem to have any consequences. Whereas if you work for someone and they set a deadline for you, there's consequences, even if it's just disappointing your boss. You don't want to do that. That has long-term effects on your job and whatnot, right?
That's right.
But if you work for yourself, or if you're even trying to work on yourself, there isn't that external consequence. And what I've found is change is always scary for people. We're creatures of habit. Even positive change, and they've proven this over and over again with psychology, that positive change creates just as much stress as negative change. We're just creatures of habit. We don't like to change. And when you're trying to make a change, you're going into the unknown, and the unknown is always going to be uncomfortable. So I've got a process that I've developed kind of through going to other people's seminars and stuff. I have spent a lifetime of going to seminars, self-development seminars and counseling and all kinds of things, working through my own issues, right? And I've kind of boiled it down to the things that worked best for me. And this is one that I love, where you use fear to motivate you, because usually fear stops us.
Yes.
We think about making a change and it's scary. So sit down for a moment. Everybody's listening. Hopefully you're not listening in your car. If you are, do this at home later. But close your eyes and imagine that goal that you wanted to achieve, that thing you want to do in your life, the thing you want to change, whatever it is. What if you don't do it? What if you just keep putting it off? You think next week, next month, next year. What if an entire year goes by and you haven't started? What opportunities will you have missed? What experiences will you have already missed out on? How will the people in your life be affected by you not following through on this goal? And then take that and carry it out 3 years. Carry it out 5 years. What if 5 years go by and you take no action on this goal? Maybe the opportunity will be gone by then. Maybe it won't. But what are all the things you will have missed out on? What are the experiences you will have missed out on? What are perhaps the financial rewards that you will have not had because of that? How will your respect for yourself be? Do you know you wanted to do this thing and you did not take action? Take it out 10 years now. How is it going to affect the people you love, the people who were counting on you to get something done? Take it to the end of your life. What if you come to the end of your life and you never do the thing that you had originally set your mind to, that you had decided in your own heart? Brian Tracy was speaking to some psychologists once, and he said, you know what I think most messes with the mind? And they said, what? And he said, not following through on our own commitments to ourselves. So Wow. Picture that. You're at the end of your life, and you didn't follow through. That's not where we want to be. Now, let's flip it around. Let's take it the other way. Back up, rewind. What if you do take action? What if in the next couple days or this week you get started on one of those little steps, and you start to create momentum, and then you take another step and another step? A year from now, you're going to have some success. What are the gains you're going to have in your life? What are the gains you're going to have in your self-esteem, your feeling of self-worth, your pride in yourself that you got started, that you started to take action? Take it out 3 years, 5 years. You're now well into this project, well into this goal, well into this new life. How does that affect the people around you? How does that affect the people you love? How does it affect your pocketbook? How does it affect your opinion of yourself? Take it out 10 years. You've had total success, total and complete success in this endeavor. This is now your life. Imagine that. Picture it bright, in color. This is your life. The people around you, they're so proud. You are so proud of yourself. What have you gained? Think of all the gains. Take a moment later, write them down, all the things you're going to gain. When you come to the end of your life and you know that you gave it your all, you know that you did it, how is that going to feel? And that is the moment you want to keep in your head. Keep those two moments in your head, and you can motivate yourself to do anything.
That is so powerful because, you know, you're right. I know that there are times when we can think that maybe we just have too much going on in our lives right now. I just can't do it now. I got to wait until something's off my plate. I got to wait till there's a little less stress. I got to wait. And sometimes, even though the concerns about all this on the plate can be valid, sometimes, Trish, is it a matter of us looking at what's on the plate that can be taken off? Or even if we have to leave everything on the plate that's there, we just don't have to spend as much time tending to what's already there so that we can put this other major project on the plate and start making those steps towards achieving this goal that we know is something that we should be aspiring to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nobody has the time. We're all busy. Nobody has the time. It's up to you to make the time. And the other thing is, if we haven't done something, we don't have a feeling of loss. And believe it or not, sadly, humans are very much motivated by loss, almost more motivated than getting something new. Well, if you don't get that new thing, everything's the same. But if you lose something, that's different, right? If you're losing something, that's a change. So by doing this process of putting it out to the end of your life and looking at what you will lose, it helps you to feel like you're going to lose something if you don't do it, as opposed to nothing changes. If I don't do it, nothing changes, which is, I think, more of the subliminal mindset. But if you look at, no, something does change. If I don't do this, I am losing out. All of a sudden, we're more motivated to take action.
Wow. Can you give us those steps? Can you just highlight those for us, bullet list?
Oh, absolutely. Originally, the first steps were, what is the smallest thing you can do? At least three things, 3 to 5 little things you could do in an hour, in a day, no more than a day, just really small things. Like I said, buying a web domain, signing up for a class, buying a book that you're going to read, little things to get you started. And then the next step was, what is something that might take you a couple of months to complete? Maybe 2 months, maybe 6 months, but no more than 6 months. But it's bigger steps going to move you down that path, maybe reading that book, maybe taking that class. And then finally, what is that big commitment that's really going to set you on the path and start moving you forward? Might take you a year or two to complete. What is that? And then to motivate yourself to get started, look down the road of your life at what you are going to lose out on if you don't take action on these goals. If you don't take action, and don't just look at it as, oh, I'll never get that. No. How does it affect everyone around you, the people you love? How does it affect your finances? 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years to the end of your life, and then backtrack and reverse it and create that picture of what will your life be like when you have accomplished that goal, and create a big, bright, brilliant picture in your mind of it so you can see it and have both of those pictures there to motivate you.
I love it. Please share with everyone contact info, how they can get products that you might have.
Oh, absolutely. My website, pretty easy. I have a long last name, so I didn't go with that. My website is trishtalks.com. So just Trish, T-R-I-S-H, talks, just like it sounds, T-A-L-K-S, trishtalks.com. That's my website. You can sign up on my mailing list. And next week, I'm going to be sending out a PDF of these three steps for getting over fear, the first three steps. So if you sign up in the next week, I'll send you that. Also get a free copy of Think and Grow Rich. And then you can find me on Twitter and Facebook with Trish Talks Power.
Awesome. I tell you what, I truly appreciate everything you have shared with us. The insights were truly golden nuggets, things that I know we can do. Ladies and gentlemen, I do encourage you, have written down those steps. Don't just write them down, put them in your smartphone, wherever you recorded them, and forget about them. End of the day, you're away from work. Let it be one of the first things that you do. Review what Trish shared with us today, and then decide what your first step's going to be. Trish, you've been great. I truly appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed it. Also, I was going to tell people I do coaching with people on a one-on-one basis, and you can sign up for a 30-minute exploration session with me also on my website to try it out.
Awesome. And the website again is trishtalks.com.
That's correct.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, and much continued success.
Thank you, Carl.
All right.
It's been wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to let some of life's best moments come through you? Remember what Trish shared with us. By you achieving what it is that you are put here to achieve, you not only do some great things for yourself, but think about the folks around you who you'll be inspiring in addition. A great way to let some of life's best moments come through you, even as they come to you. Till next time.